And good morning, Tampa Bay. Big Ed here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. We are talking coffee this morning. Usually we're smelling and tasting coffee, but today we're talking coffee because we want to talk about a great shop that it is in the Tampa Bay area, Largo area specifically, and we're talking about the House Coffee Shop. And normally you'd be thinking H-O-U-S-E. No, it's H-A-U-S. Coffee shop. And to join us to talk to you a little bit more about it is the owner, Rhonda Reed. She's here with us this morning. Good morning, Rhonda. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
We talk a little bit into that there. And tell us a little about the House Coffee Shop, because it's a little unique, but let's just talk coffee first. A little bit about your coffee.
We use Buddy Brew Coffee. They are a local roaster based out of Tampa. Family owned and operated. We absolutely love them. Very, very fresh roasted coffee and delivered to us within a day or two after they roast it.
You came into the radio station this morning and you were giving us tips on coffee like I don't want to say what we were using this morning before you came in, but you were telling us, well, you don't want to keep the coffee on here too long because it just after a couple hours, it just doesn't taste very good.
No, you want to brew it very fresh and it's so good, you're going to want to drink it fast as well. So, yeah, just an hour or two after brewing, you want to make a new batch.
So we are talking coffee, but I understand at the House Coffee Shop, and once again, that's spelled H-A-U-S, Coffee Shop. You have a little bit more there than coffee. Talk about some of the other things that you have there.
We do. We have much more than just coffee. We offer Boar's Head products. We do lunch sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches. I have a local baker who does all my baking fresh for me. He's delivered pretty much every other day. So very fresh baked goods. Very good deli sandwiches. We use Boar's Head soup and chili as well. And we also have beer and wine license. So in the evening, if you would like to come in and have a glass of wine or a craft beer, we offer that as well.
And we're talking Boar's Head. I know from my wife, that's the best. Because she tells me only get Boar's Head when we're getting stuff for lunch meat and stuff. So you're only using the best down there.
We only use Boar's Head. The cheese, the condiments, the soup, the chili, everything comes from Boar's Head. Nothing else.
You're one of those people who gets up really, really early in the morning to get your shop up and running. Because you're open at what, 6:30 in the morning?
We actually open now at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. My son Michael is my co-owner. He is actually there before me. He is getting everything going, and I come in about 7:30.
That's great. Some of the other things that we wanted to talk about is the fact that you're celebrating your first anniversary.
Yes.
I understand you already won an award in your first year.
We did. Actually, we're rated very well with Yelp. You'll find a lot of good reviews on Yelp if you go and look there. Also for Largo, they chose two local companies to be nominated for the month, and we were one of them. So we're very pleased with that. We're very well known and a member of the local chamber, and a lot of chamber people come in. They do their networking meetings all the time. It's just a great way to socialize, to come in and have business meetings. It's still a very quiet atmosphere in the morning and early afternoon. But then yet in the afternoon going into the evening when you come in, it's kind of a whole different atmosphere where you can come in just for socialization, conversations, music, artwork. Board games. Mm. We have such a variety of age groups that you can come in and have teenage people that are doing their studying. You can have college to adults coming in to do their studying. Everybody talks. If you come in and you don't know anybody, by the time you leave, you will have talked to someone and know them personally and make new friends.
Once again, we're talking with Rhonda Reed. She's the owner, co-owner of the House Coffee Shop. Once again, that's spelled H-A-U-S Coffee Shop. Rhonda, was this something you planned on doing? You woke up or you planned on doing this your whole life? Or did you just all of a sudden decide, well, I want to start a coffee shop?
Well, I had always thought that the whole idea of a traditional coffee house would be very warm and inviting and a good way to meet new people. Everybody loves coffee.
Right.
So my son actually worked for Starbucks for a couple of years. And after a while, I just asked him, hey, do you think this is something that you would like to do? Try to open our own coffee house. And he was very happy about it. And we planned it for about a year. And there we were. We've been open for a year now. We're loving every minute of it. The response from the local community has been overwhelming. We never expected such good business in the first year, but it's such a good community, and they're very caring, loving neighborhoods around us that they're our family.
And that's a good problem to have when you open up a business. You don't expect to do that well. We always talk about location, location, location. You're in a great location there in the Outback Plaza there, where the original Outback Steakhouse has been forever. And also the area that's growing up in that area there. Mm-hmm. The right there at US 19 and East Bay. They've redone that whole plaza there, bringing more businesses into the area, and can help you too, because more businesses mean people that have to go to work need a place to maybe come to your place and either have breakfast in the morning or lunch in the afternoon. Now, what time do you stop serving?
We usually stop serving deli food, deli sandwiches, soup and chili about 7:30 in the evening. We will extend our hours as we get busier through the season. Start your morning with a wonderful breakfast sandwich. Michael makes a mean breakfast sandwich. We can do them on bagels, on croissants. Everything is very fresh. It's a good place to start your morning. The coffee is phenomenal. It's easy. You come in, you talk to Michael, you tell him what you want. You don't have to really know what drinks you want. He will talk to you, and he will get you exactly what you need to start your day.
What is it that we do wrong with coffee? We go into a coffee shop and taste your coffee. It's great. Now, do you sell your coffee too, that people can take and home brew themselves?
We do. We have retail bags that people can purchase. We have different variety of coffee beans. All single origin beans, and you can do it in half a pound or a pound as well. We can see what your likes are, and we'll set you up with whatever you like. Our coffee is very fresh. A lot of people, they will walk in and they will order a coffee drink, and a lot of times they will kind of stop and taste it. And sometimes I don't think they realize exactly what they're tasting. Right. They're shocked at how fresh the coffee really is.
Because that's what I mean. We go to your place and it tastes great, and then we go home and make it ourselves. What are we doing wrong at home?
You're not doing anything wrong at home. Unfortunately, people that are not really educated with the coffee bean itself, a lot of store-bought coffee is very, very good. It's just not fresh roasted. You might be getting something that's been sitting on a shelf for quite a while, and it might be that it was roasted as a very, very large batch, where that tends to be over-roasted, and you might get that kind of a burnt taste to it, or a little bit bitter, where when you're doing your crafted roasting, right there, it's a very much smaller batch when they're roasting. It's very particular how they do all their roasting, and it's very, very good. You can definitely tell the taste when you have that 100% fresh roasted coffee in front of you.
Do you think people ruin their coffees when they put all those different kind of condiments in there? The apple spice and the pumpkin spice and all that. Are they ruining the coffee?
We have a lot of varieties of flavors. It is not ruining the coffee at all. A lot of people like to have that sweetness in their coffee. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. When we go into...
Is it okay with my sugar I put in there and the spoon is standing straight up? Is that all right? Or is that too much sugar?
Now, when you come in and you ask me for all of that flavor and all of that sugar, I am the one that will say, no, you do not need all that sugar. Michael, on the other hand, will say, let them pick what they want. Right. So I have many occasions not use as much sugar as somebody will ask for, and wait a couple of weeks and see if they can tell. And then I tell them, hey, Bob, you know what? I'm not putting hardly any sugar in your drink anymore. Oh, really? I'm like, yeah, that's how good our coffee is. You really don't need to have all of the sweetness, all of the flavors. A lot of times when people will use all that flavoring, it's to kind of get rid of that burnt taste.
Right.
And a lot of people, they're just used to having over roasted coffee and it's not very good. When you sweeten it, you're getting rid of that taste of the coffee, but you're still getting the caffeine. Where when you come into our shop, I will go for the regular brew coffee, a little bit of cream, mm-hmm. and that's how I like my coffee. Where I used to like all the flavors, after tasting how coffee should taste, that is when you realize, oh, you don't need to have all of the sugar, all of the flavors right. mixed into your coffee to make it taste really good.
Well, you've educated us on the coffee part of the program here. Give us a recommended sandwich for your son, Michael, to go down there and order from.
If you go in for breakfast, he is going to say, get the double eggs with the sausage patty and probably the American cheese on a croissant. And it's
stacked really big. I like this guy.
Now, if you ask me for the lunch sandwich, I'm going to tell you, come on in, get the marble bread with the Boar's Head Pepper House sauce, turkey, add bacon, cheese, all of the veggies to go on top of it, toast it nice and warm, and perfect.
Once again, we're talking with Rhonda Reed. She's the owner of the House Coffee Shop with her son, Michael. And once again, it's the House Coffee Shop. House is spelled H-A-U-S, so it's not A-O-H-O-U-S-E. So we want to make that clear that it's H-A-U-S, and she's down. Give us, why don't you give us the location and the telephone number?
We are at 3690 East Bay Drive, Unit Y. It is in the Outback Steakhouse Plaza. Many people know that location from the steakhouse. We are at the opposite end of the plaza. We sit right next to West Shore Pizza. So if you come into that plaza and you look and you'll see the House Coffee Shop sign up above at the German spelling, the house, and come on in, you will absolutely love it. People that come there, they feel like they're in their second home. It is very home-like. Mm-hmm. We have couches, we have tables, we have chairs, very warm atmosphere. It's big enough where we have plenty of room for people to come down and sit, relax, work on their computer, study. We also encourage local artists to come on in and bring in their artwork, and we hang it on the wall. Anything that we sell for them, we do not charge any commission. Mm-hmm. We just want people to be able to come in and hang their artwork and try to make themselves known in the community. And we also have local talent as far as singers. We do open mic night every other Saturday night. We also have some local bands, all original songs. They're great singers. Mm-hmm. If you look us up on Facebook, the House Coffee Shop, you will see a lot of our events that are going to be taking place. We try to put them up as soon as possible. It's a good place to go and look and see what's going on, see past pictures. It's the place to be.
And once again, the House Coffee Shop, if my directions are right, you're going to be you're on East Bay, just a little bit west of Belcher, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Why don't you give us, what is the web address for your webpage?
The House Coffee Shop, all spelled together, H-A-U-S, just don't forget that, and we'll pop up. Look for us on Facebook, The House Coffee Shop, as well. And our phone number is 727-333-7999. Give us a call and we can help you with directions and tell you our hours. And you will also find us on Yelp. Just look under coffee and usually The House Coffee Shop will pop up first.
Do you take out also? Because you do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Do you have takeout available?
People can come in, they can order ahead, and we'll have it ready if you're busy and you don't have a lot of time to wait. We do get a lot of local businesses that will come and pick up lunch. I can do catering for smaller groups with enough advance notice. And the busier we get, the more delivery we'll be doing.
Okay. Well, Rhonda, thanks for joining us this morning on FYI with Big Ed. Once again, it's the House Coffee Shop. And once again, the location in Largo?
3690 East Bay Drive. We sit right next door to West Shore Plaza in the Outback Steakhouse Plaza.
You can't miss it. It's been around there a long time. And congratulations on your first year.
Thank you.
And you've already got an award, so you're already on the road to success.
We're doing great.
Great. And you're going to do even better. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Okay.